Migrants are still here in numbers this morning, and of course the lorries stacked up in their hundreds waiting to get to the port. The authorities here are preparing for another day of confrontation, and already some of the migrants have been trying to get into the lorries overnight. This is Pete Alexander from Rotherham. Shows the padlock here. They just broke that off an hour or so ago.
Snapped it off, yeah. Just broke it off. 2 seconds. Climbed it back, had a look. No, they can't hide in there. Because there's nowhere to hide, so they just shut the back up and moved on.
I mean, just paint the picture for people around here. How chaotic is it with the immigration crisis at the moment in Cali?
It's just crazy. And everybody's frustrated. Company's frustrated. We're frustrated. We just stood here. It's a nightmare.
Do you think that the authorities are doing enough to get a grip of this? Are they giving you the support you need?
No, I don't think they are. I mean, I've been coming out here for over 20 years, and I've never known it this bad. Never known it this bad. It's a nightmare. You could park up in Cali, you can't go nowhere near Cali, it ain't. Yeah, and with these immigrants now, they've got knives. They've got, you know, they're not frightened to use them. So you can't say out to you can't get at it, Lottie. You can't say out to them.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask just how vulnerable do you feel then as someone who has to come through here for your business, faced with increasingly desperate migrants?
When you're on your own like this, he's on his own. We're all on his own. We're not a group. We're just individual drivers. And we can't say, if he were to tell me what were happening, they'd throw stones at his lorry. Or do some damage to his lorry. And these people walk about in groups, as you've seen yourself, like. This morning's probably not so bad, like, if you're around, like, but they don't want to be seen on telly.
Well, Pete, hopefully your journey, I know you've had a confrontation with them already this morning, hopefully it'll be a little less problematic when you get onto that tunnel and across the other side.
Yeah, just go sit your tight and wait, yeah, like, that's just frustrating, it's just horrible.
Okay, well, thank you, Pete. Pete Alexander there from Rotherham, just typical of the kind of experience that the lorry drivers really from all around the world who use this stretch of the road and this route into the UK are being faced with on a daily basis now.